Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast.
This will be our monthly February news bulletin, Rose Hill style.
That's right. We're going to go through what is new, weird, or interesting in our world today, or over the last couple of weeks as we talked to you. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl podcast last week. Mitch and I had a great time watching the Super Bowl with friends. Jay Clementi, good friend of ours. Quiet. We had a quiet Super Bowl.
It was good, though. It was nice. We needed
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Pretty relaxing. So, but a few updates. Shows are coming all the time. We're playing a new place, or new place for us this weekend called the Swiss Out Dance Hall. We're headlining. It's going to be fun. Never been out there. Driven through Schulenburg about 1,000
plenty of times.
But we never actually played Swiss Out, so that'll be a lot of fun. Crazy to tell you guys that the video on CMT Pure is about to pass 20,000 hits. So thank you guys so much. That's amazing.
Keep them coming.
That's crazy. Also,
we're getting a big kick out of it.
Apparently, there's another award show called the Texas Regional Radio Awards where Rose Hill is up for a new duo group band of the year, which is crazy. Didn't even know we were in the running. Somebody just shot me an email the other day. A fan shot me an email and was like, hey, did you know you're up for this award? That's like, nobody contacted me, but go vote. The link's up on the Facebook site and on the Twitter site. That's another thing. You don't have to just hit us up on Facebook. Come over to Twitter. We're on there all the time. Funny comments, whatever. Whatever's popping in our head on the daily. That's where we're at. So check us out there. Enjoying our weekly weather report. Nice. It's a nice 70 degrees here in Cypress, Texas.
Yeah. It's like
allergies are kicking my ass a little bit, but hey.
I'm good, actually, believe it or not.
I'll take that over the cold any day of the week. What's up, Mitch? What's going on with you, bud?
Nothing, man.
Just hanging?
Just chilling.
We had last weekend off, so I feel like I'm enjoying life. Seeing you.
I actually feel very well rested.
Yeah. I hear that.
Very well rested.
Very good. So, next weekend, you know, we're going to do a barbecue cook-off. It's a private tent. If you want to, come to the private tent and tell them you're giant fans of Rose Hill, and maybe they'll let you come in. I don't care. It's going to be fun. Also, we've got an acoustic weekend coming up March 4th and March 5th. March 4th, we're going to be playing at John T. Floor's Country Store.
Opening up for Zach Walter.
It's Walter, by the way. I was corrected by his booking agent himself. That's why he dropped the cry, apparently, because nobody was understanding. I was told by his booking agent that it was Zach Walters, so that's what I'm going with. But you can call him Walter. It's contradict. Walter. I'm just telling you what it was told me.
What was the guy's name?
Who?
His name was Walter Cronkite.
Right.
He dropped the Cronkites because everyone was calling him Zach Walter
instead of
Zach Walter.
It's
Zach Walter. I know it is. Zach, if you listen to this or catch wind, shoot us a Facebook deal letting this guy know that I'm right. Thank you.
Hey, and if not, I'll ask you on March 4th. March 5th, very cool deal. We're playing at the new Southern Thread. Southern Thread, for those of you who don't know, is a badass clothing for just Texas country or country music in general. Just really cool stuff. They have a new store at the Domain in Austin, and Mitch and I are going to be playing an acoustic show there. Starts like 6:30. Come out. That'll be fun. Maybe we can con him into giving us some free stuff.
Hopefully.
So there you go. You're up to date. But like Mitch said, every month we're going to be doing a newscast where we pull some of the interesting stories that we see over the weeks and kind of run them by you. I've got five here. Mitch and I are going to run through. Mitch has not seen these stories. I like to keep them out of it.
So I might not know about them.
he may not know about it. But we've had the weekend off, so you should be up to date a little bit.
I don't watch TV.
Well, then these could maybe I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm so out of it. I missed the Grammys.
Yeah, which is funny. I'm going to talk about the Grammys, so we're really going to throw you under the bus here. But first one, did you know Egypt had a revolution?
I did. I don't know what it's about though.
They don't like the president. That's about as far as I got to it. And they protested and for like ever, And the dude finally stepped down, right?
Okay, can we do that?
So all so all is well in Egypt. Well, not all is well. It's reconstructing at this point in time. But they got their way. The crowd, the mob got their way.
Right. I did hear that basically he said, I'm not going to resign, no, but we're agreeing that I'm not going to run.
No, he resigned.
Did he?
Yeah, he resigned.
I heard on the news that he was going to finish out his term, but he wasn't going to go for re-election.
Well, you know what the funny part about it is I was watching this television report on one of the young protesters that really kind of put it all together, and they were using Facebook and Twitter and all these other things. So,
of course, who doesn't?
You know what the government did? They shut down Facebook in the country, which basically brought all those people that were watching the news via Facebook who had nothing else to do now, hey, let's go to the streets. So it was ultimately their downfall. Don't mess with social networking, apparently, is the moral of that story. But what I'm seeing now in the 2 or 3 days since that is, like, every other country in the Middle East is now having giant uprisings. Bahrain, Iran, Yemen, they're all protesting in the streets. So I'm starting to see a little domino effect, and I'm not sure it's for the best, but I just wanted to get your take on that, Mitch. I mean, do you think they just... I mean, I felt like when it was happening in Egypt that this exactly same thing was going to take place. If the mob gets their way, whether they're right or wrong, if the mob gets their way, then mob's going to spread out all over, you know.
Catch like wildfire?
Apparently that's what's happening.
Well, who knows?
That was some really dire insight you just gave us.
Well, you know. Just put it this way, I'm not surprised. It seems like there's always social unrest.
Right, obviously. Are you for the mob uprising, or do you just don't care? Because part of me cares, but part of me doesn't really.
I think in Egypt's case, I think they were getting kind of hosed by their president pretty hardcore. So I think...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like here, I mean...
Right, I know what you're saying. So there you go. Good job, Egypt. You're setting an example, apparently. So let's move on to this one. Here's one that I actually read this story today, and I'm just I couldn't help but laughing about it. I don't mean to throw anybody under the bus, but apparently Billy Ray Cyrus did an interview. I don't know if you know, but Billy Ray Cyrus recently got his wife divorced him, and he's all by his lonesome. And he's saying he's scared for his daughter, and he's basically blaming her television show, Hannah Montana, and the popularity of it as the reason that their family is in ruins. I don't know about you, but I'm smelling some sour grapes.
Oh yeah, the guy was a character on exactly on the my show, point. Wasn't he?
Billy's got nothing to do, so Billy's pissed off and probably broke.
I think he should change his name to William Raymond Cyrus and just start a new career.
Just start a new career. Well, the funny part is they actually asked him. They said, the interviewer basically said, so you're telling me you would go back and not have her do Hannah Montana?
And not make all that money.
For him, because he was a character on the show, and as her legal guardian, I'm sure he got a chunk of it. And he goes, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, I regret it. Are you kidding me, Billy Ray? I'm going to go on the whim and say daddy wanted too much control and was getting a little weird with his daughter. I don't know if you saw those photo shoots, they were a little creepy with him and Miley, but... I think Daddy was getting a little too close to the money, and Mama kicked him out, and now he's sour grapes because he's a little lonely up there, Mitch.
What I heard is is Mama got injected by a little poison, and by poison I mean Bret Michaels.
Nice. I did not hear this. This is juicy. Coming to the party.
That's kind of what happened.
Wrong. Billy Ray. It's like Battle of the Washouts. Like, who's going to come out on top?
Exactly.
Battle of the toupees, really, when you think about it. I don't think either one of them have real hair. You think Bret Michaels got real hair underneath
it? No, I think he's bald.
That's what I thought. Okay. The third story we have is not really a story, and it's really, really bad. But the way the headline read, it had me scratching my head and kind of laughing a bit. And once I read it, I felt bad for the guy. But the title of the story was
Did you say scratching my hands?
I said head, but it probably came out hands. I'm talking a little fast, but a little too much coffee today. But the nephew of the Dalai Lama was hit by a car and killed in Florida. Is that not random to you? What are you doing in Florida?
Yeah, go back to the homeland.
That thing caught me by surprise. I was like, is somebody making a joke here?
Hold on. The Dalai Lama's from India, right?
I think he's originally from Tibet. And when India now, right?
It's India, right? And, so, hold on. Have you seen that show IRT? India's deadliest. It's they basically took like the ice road truckers, and they put them over there.
No.
And these people are like freaking out. They're like, "Stick me back in the ice on top of the North Pole. This shit is scary."
I've not seen that.
So it's just kind of odd that he comes to America, where apparently it was much safer.
Well, he could have lived here the whole time. I didn't really read the story. I just saw the headline. I read a little bit of it.
Well,
but it just sounded random to me. Apparently, he was on a 300-mile walk to promote Tibet's independence from China.
Yeah.
So he was doing something charitable, I guess, to bring awareness in Florida, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, because Florida is like Texas, like any place in the South. We're a little bit redneck, and that's okay. But I bet you half the people don't even know what Tibet is.
Did they catch the guy who did it? Was he just like walking along the side of the road and someone went...
I think it was nighttime because he was literally doing one of those like 300 mile, I'm not stopping until this walk is over type of deal.
Wow, but that's nuts.
We'll move on. I just thought that was an interesting headline. The fourth one is I heard on the radio on the way home today, and apparently there's a young kid. He's a sophomore in high school. He's been playing baseball since he was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He also has two prosthetic legs.
Wow.
Okay.
Let that be a lesson to anybody who thinks they got it rough.
The kid, throws an 80-mile-an-hour fastball, apparently has a wicked curve.
And he's in eighth grade?
He's been playing with prosthetic legs since he was 8 years old. He's a sophomore in high school now.
Okay.
So he throws an 80-mile-an-hour fastball, killer curve. Tries out for the team, coach cuts him. Says that the coach is afraid that he won't be able to field his position because of his legs, and that he thinks some teams that they play, because high school baseball is really competitive, are going to just start bunting on him. Cop out. Yeah. I was about to ask, cop out or legitimate? I think it's cop out. I mean, that's just the lamest excuse ever. Okay, so you don't have him as a starting pitcher, you have him as a relief pitcher. And I want to see the coach that is that shallow to go, oh, that dude's got fake legs, just consistently bunt on him. And if they consistently bunt on him, put one in the ribs. I bet you the next kid that comes up doesn't want to bunt.
Throw him at the head.
I'm just saying, if the kid, 85% of what a pitcher does, maybe 90% of what a pitcher does, his job is to get batters out at the plate with his arm.
Right.
You know, you rarely see, I rarely see, and I don't watch a whole lot of baseball, but I rarely see pitchers fielding a bunch. Generally, when I was playing baseball, we were taught to bunt down either third baseline or first baseline, which is generally taken by the third baseman or the first baseman. Yeah. Total cop out. I think someone should punch his coach in the face.
Agreed.
I mean, seriously.
Two black eyes.
I mean, if the kid can play, the kid can play, regardless, you know, of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's...
And who knows, maybe he could field a ball. I mean, if he's you know, you got to put all your pressure on your back leg to pitch a baseball. If he's throwing 80 miles an hour, that ain't all upper body, you know, so... I just had to bring that up because I heard that on the radio on the way home, and I was pissed. And generally, things like that don't affect me. But the next one is the Grammys were Sunday night. I don't know if you watched them. Apparently, Mitch didn't.
Nope.
I caught him up a little bit. We watched some performances. But I just kind of wanted to run down the winners and see what Mitch thought about them. Lady Antebellum killed it, apparently.
They had a big year.
They won Record of the Year, Country Album of the Year, and they won Song of the Year.
I Need You Now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that, I guess.
Album of the year, they won, yeah, record, it's, yeah, I don't know why, what the difference, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, if that's all the same thing, but Album of the Year actually went to Arcade Fire, who was beat out like Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber and all that stuff. They're kind of a really alt-pop punk band.
Yeah, no, I know who they
yeah,
are.
I think that's great, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
I'm pretty tired of seeing pop music control everything. So that was nice. Speaking of pop vocal album went to Lady Gaga. She looked as freaked out. I know you're a fan of the music, or one or two songs, but she looked like a freak again. She came out on a pod, man.
I never like buy it, but for some reason, like when it comes on, it's just kind of like...
It definitely catches you. But she came out with like these spiked shoulders and horns. And
not surprised.
Just random stuff. I think I saw her penis.
I'm waiting for the day where she walks out completely nude.
Yeah, it's not too far.
With like pasties or something.
Well, you could see through and she had pasties underneath.
Yeah, no, it's coming.
Yeah, random. I think she's got a great body, but her face is wrecked. I don't know if I can say that on the podcast.
Gonna come out with like a like the the paint on, like paint on suit or something. Yeah. You know, completely just.
Yeah, we're not too far away from that.
No.
Rock album of the
dressed
year.
Dressed up like Sacagawea or something.
Rock album of the year went to Muse, which I thought was great.
Yeah, awesome.
But my problem with it was some of the nominees. Because, not to say anything bad about the nominees, but think about, here's the list of nominees for Rock Album of the Year, okay? You have Muse, right?
Yeah.
Then you have Tom Petty. Petty put out a great record.
Mojo, great record.
Right, but the guy's like 70.
So?
Just hear me out. Neil Young, probably a great record, guy's like 70. Pearl Jam, probably a great record, but they're
guys
from the 90s.
Like 70.
So my point being is, of course Muse is going to win that award.
Not necessarily.
It happened a lot of things. Like, okay,
Moran is voted on. It's not public. It's not.
It's the RIAA, Recording Industry.
See,
yeah.
So it's the age of the artist really has no factor.
Well, okay, another example. Miranda wins for her song
House Built Me.
House Built Me, right?
Yeah.
Here's who she's going against in this female category. Jewel. You heard a Jewel song on the radio this year?
No.
Okay. Gretchen Wilson. You heard a Gretchen Wilson song on the radio this year?
No.
Right. The other one was, I can't remember all of them. The other one was Carrie Underwood, right? But it wasn't the one about Mom, he's Good, right? Which was her last big hit, right? It was Temporary Home, which was a terrible single for her.
Really?
Yeah. It lasted on country radio not long at all. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. But that's kind of our news of the weird. You're caught up. You know everything that's going on in the land of Rosehill and throughout the world. And we'll do this once a month. So keep checking back. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you next time. We're Rosehill.
We're out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us at www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.